All right, welcome everyone. Akasha here, Nan Akasha, and this is another Bliss Life Podcast Global Healing Series on energy medicine. And I am so excited about today. Talk about energy. You're going to need to strap in your seatbelt, get ready, and make sure that you're somewhere that you can really receive, because I have somebody named Audrey Light Language here. And she is what's called a soul architect, an energy engineer, and has more truth, more power, more love, more authenticity pouring out of her than almost anybody I've met in a long time. Thank you so much, Audrey, for being here. I'm really excited about this.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to meet you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. This is no coincidence, you know, in the universe, especially the times that are going on to make these connections, right? What we're doing here, a first one of whatever else is going to be being brought forth, but I'm excited about this that we're getting together and speaking with your community. So thank you so much for this invitation. It's such a breath of fresh air to meet you and to be here with you. So I thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about all kinds of amazing things, and we're going to give you incredible experiences today. Audrey's going to share some things that are really going to shake up your world. I really like it. So why don't we just dive right in, and you can share a lot of the things you were saying that sort of tells us about how your path of coming here and how you've gone from reading, receiving light languages and key codes, and how we really have to shift in this moment and take advantage of this opportunity to create the new future.
Oh, yes. I love that. Create the new future. That is so important. And that's what this embodiment, people always ask me, what's my mission, right? Hello, this is your mission, right? Being embodied, not, of course, we're in physicality, so we're interested in, you know, manifesting all these things, but people, right? This lifetime is not just about that, right? And distracting you in that. This is about tending to your soul, your true essence, right? Release those old energies that are needed, upgrade again, right? Pour the light back in, that opportunity. So you manifest yourself, right? In the new version of you, that higher vestment, higher energy, right? Body that you're creating and assisting creation itself to close the book on the old, get out of the loops of stagnation, because all of the same old for eons that have happened, right? As an experiment, adventure, whatever you want to call it, right? That stuckness within that. This is an opportunity to get out of that stuckness, right? That's why creation is moving, right? Because that stagnation is a contradiction to life. Life is about motion and movement. And so thus we come to move, right? Energetically, right? Vibration, consciousness expanded. So the stories and the histories that we were told, that's a real R-E-E-L, not the real R-E-A-L, can be revealed, right? The time of the reveal, right? These are the resurrection times for your transformation, your transfiguration, your resurrection, right? Into what? To recall and remember that which you are, right? And you're even more expanded than when you first got into this experiment, adventure, whatever you want to call it, because now we know what we are not, right? What we are, what we are not. And we have a bigger picture of ourselves and creation itself through us, right? The whole reason and purpose for it, you know, to go through it in the first place. So it is so important that we manifest our future self, right? Get in resonance with that. And we pull in the timeline of what we want, because there's so many timelines, many paths of possible probabilities. And we have those that are awake, right, in their lower vibration that very well know what they want, right? So they are united in that. So we can't be all over the place and distracted, right, anymore. We need to get focused, pinpointed as that, right? That's why I so enjoy meeting you and speaking to your beautiful listeners, right? Because the importance of, so us unite, become aware, state no more for ourselves and for all that is. So we also then pull in as creator beings, standing in our godhood again, right? To pull in those higher timelines of what we want to see and create, right? From those many paths. And if you sit idle or distracted, what's going to be happening, right? So this is why it's important to wake up truly and really, right? So we can unite, because unity is so needed now. We can't be distracted and all over the place. We have to unite like the others are united in their lower agendas to come forth, right? Have always been that, right? So we need to have that focus and that being united, so we can pull in those higher timelines and not have any slippages of any lower timelines agendas. And this is important, because that's what's going to be not only for yourself when you incarnate, your children, your grandchildren, right? Who's going to be doing this for them? That's your mission, what you've come in to do, to change it. So their agendas don't go forth and keep them stuck and locked, right down, feeding and eating off of their life force, because they have played so deeply in forgetting that they need others to sustain them and their agendas, right? That is what's been going on over and over again. So it's time to pull up the rug, take the wool that's been pulled over your eyes away, right? And wake up truly and have awareness. And sorry if it's a little bit shocking of what's been going on, but take the shock for love, you understand? Because we need to assist those that have been locked in that and ourselves locked in that, right? For future generations, right? Right, for our children, our grandchildren, for ourselves to not go and have a world to their agenda, which would be, you know, would be not even worth living, right? What have they done with the gift of life? They have done abomination with the gift of life over and over again. Oh no, it is a too precious of a thing, you know? So this is why we want to get back to a place. So when we traverse all of creation, right? Not just 5D, because all the D's can be open to us when we stand in our Godhood. There is not going to be something there in forgetfulness that's going to eat you or parasite off of you, you understand? So no more of that. We close the book on that. So we can beautifully enjoy our gift of life, right? That we have, and honor life, right? And respect it. And we, all of us, right? Love and honor each other as a beautiful, unique embodiment of source that we are, you know? Sorry, I went on a rant, but.
Oh no, I love your rants. They're so great. So share a little bit about, like, I think you said 12 or 13 years ago, you didn't go seeking this. You didn't try to become a practitioner. You weren't looking to, you know, follow another path. This came to you, and this is where your work is very authentic, in that you are working with your own creator, gods or guides or whatever you call that, and helping other people connect directly. And the time is over for religions and governments and institutions and even self-help gurus and new age practices to stop telling you what to do, right? We breaking free and getting your own connection going on.
I love that. Exactly. That's what all my work is about, right? Because people are so used to what I say. They're giving their marionette strings over to some other being that they think is greater than themselves, right? Because old habits, old beliefs, right? I work with numbers, number 5. It means get rid of all the old beliefs and paradigms. We have to do it. You are perpetuating them yet again. And when you perpetuate and teach them, you are having them to be sustained, right? So we have to get rid of that to a newer understanding, right? That you are source, God, whatever your name wants to say, right? The field of consciousness embodied expressing. Right? So step back into that knowing, that power of that. And I am standing in my creator beingness, right? Like an Elohim embodied, I'm called, an ancient one from the future, all of this, many beingness, Lemurian high priestess, you know, animal of a starship, the name goes on and on, right? Because they're all my embodiments, right? In this one, right? Creator expressing through all those beingness. So are all of you. You just forgot that. And we're dumbed down by a system that doesn't want you to know that you are that. You originally came in to sleep as part of an experiment for creation, right? To know what it is not. There was never supposed to be the stuckness. You were supposed to come out and have the knowing and awareness. But those that play their parts so deeply and got so separated from source needed a system to maintain them and life force and energy of others. And so the parasitic vampire stuckness, right? So we want to wake up for that. We want to take off those shackles, right? Because if you have those in the spiritual community who are yet putting other spiritual shackles on you, how is that freedom, right? How are you standing in your Godhood if there's people out there saying, you're going to join with the AI, it's going to be wonderful, right? And I'm like, what are they doing? They're telling them they're God, but yet they're saying, oh yes, we're going to join with the AI, right? They're speaking to councils and nines and galactics who are supporting. Oh yes, it's going to be good. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that's the future point that didn't play out well, right? Because there's all one time happening at one time. So that future, the divine, right? Human, right? Creation embodied within the divine human lost something of itself in that AI transhuman, right? Future. So thusly, creation comes back to this point, which is that future point's past, our present moment, so we can take part of this embodiment's opportunity to create change actually for ourselves and all that is, and get in resonance with a new future point, right? Where we all know that we are God and stand in that, and love and honor, respect each other, and do not have to have a governing system over us. We are self-governing, you understand? Not even like some that tell me, oh, the Pleiadians are the queen of the Pleiadians. And I look at that and I think, what are you doing? Why do the Pleiadians need a queen? They're supposed to be so together. Why aren't they self-governing? Right? So be careful and wake up really of what you are falling into and you're awed about, right? So be careful of that. Because if they're standing in their godhood, what do they need a queen, right? You stand in your godhood, I'm talking about a future point where we all love and honor, respect each other as that embodied, right? Self-governing. So you don't need that other being to be held over you, right? I have a beautiful message from Source, and it was like, the message was, do not bend your knee to any other that you think is greater than yourself. Because if you want to honor me, honor yourself and yourselves, because you are me, right?
Yes. So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about your, you know, when you started to receive light languages and key codes. I love that. I haven't met anybody in a long time who talks about key codes. Many years ago, one of my mentors, we would go to Egypt and we would be in the Great Pyramid, just our group, for 4 hours and do this amazing work. And we were unlocking key codes, and we do that here when we go to the Mayan ruins and we go to sacred places. But again, time and distance don't exist, right? So you could go sit on top of a pyramid from your home and activate your key codes or awaken some of this indigenous wisdom that's coming forward. So share a little bit about all this wonderful things that have been coming through and to you.
Thank you so much. I get so excited. That's what you had asked me in the other question. And it is a beautiful thing that I was just ignited. And I didn't look for this. I was being a mom, a wife, busy doing those things. And all of a sudden, when my children got a little bit older, all of a sudden moving all around, right? Like a ballerina, I was levitated, right? All these things. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, but that began my adventure, right? To understand that there was time to put keys and codes into the field of creation, right? Because yes, things are done from out there, but we've come embodied to do work from inside out, right? So those ones who are embodied to do the work, right? And help deliver the codes and move the energy as well from in here. And so that's what I have come to be embodied to do, besides the beautiful life and gift of embodiment and family and all this, and work with the beautiful people around the world. And it was a process. Automatic writing came in to share messages. Then the light language came in. Then the Akash language, that I rewrite the Akash. And then the sacred key code number language, which is a long list, 100 long of numbers that come through that I deliver to a client who will write them down, because then you see they're going to have access to the codes, right? Perhaps someone is, you know, this hasn't ignited in them yet, right? To speak light or to do this or do that. That's okay, right? Because we're all part of Source right here, expressing in our own unique ways. So now I deliver to them this list of numbers and key codes that they have access to, right? It's their personal code, and they read the numbers over, but it's the energy, right? And numbers have come through key codes, because language has been contaminated. Symbols have been contaminated, right? In the system, always trying to reach into everything. So numbers are beyond those clutches and contamination, right? So when a person reads them over, they can apply them in their life to any particular thing that they want to, and also to support them with all the change and all this is going on, like what we're going through now, right? To help raise their vibration, keep them healthy, keep their immunity up, right? If they're not feeling well and something's going on in health, they read the numbers, right? To help them as well, you know? So it is important. And number key codes, thank you so much for doing that as well, you know, because again, they turn everything, right? All the locks turn, right? All the gears moving. So they're so important. So thank you that you do that work as well. So I hope people will come with this opportunity you're giving, so they could partake of that as well and have their own key codes to use in the energy, you know? Empowerment, right? We're here to help empower them. We're here to help nourish them truly, not with things that they think they drink from a wellspring and yet there's parasites in it yet. No. Yeah. These are pure, right? Drink I bring through the wellspring to help support you and nourish you upon your journey, as I'm sure you do as well, right? Pure, no parasites in it, right? So yeah. Drink from the wellspring, beautiful ones, when you find an opportunity to do so, you know, to help support you and strengthen you upon your journey. And not only your physical journey, which is important, you have to tend to your soul essence, right? Your soul and your essence has been through a lot, right? In all of these lives, even your multidimensional lives, if people can understand, they are not only here upon Gaia, but multidimensional aspects simultaneously occurring. So my work reaches to those aspects as well, right? So like we're clearing the Akash, not reading of Akash, thousands upon thousands of lives, right? To energetically move aside and help free and release the old energy. Right, generational lines, ancestral things, working in the unconscious, subconscious, they are huge, right? Yes, in a physicality, but what they are is huge, right? Beingness and energy. So to help move that energy and upgrade it, right? To be in resonance with the higher platforms. So I want to share some later. It'll be exciting.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a minute. What came to me was, I think that people watching, even people who've been doing this kind of work or any form of, you know, their spiritual work, so to speak, for a while, or exploring or willing. Then there's people who are popping open like you did and have no idea what's happening. I've had clients from my school that have daughters who've had these Kundalini awakenings where they're so up there, they can't even function in their bodies. And, you know, this is happening. And in fact, there's mental institutions apparently are being built to hold a lot of the young people who are popping awake right now, because in the normal system, they don't know what this is and they don't know what to do with it. So what can you share, either some stories about you or some clients, about when this happens, you know, when this happened to you? How do you trust? How do you let go? Because that's what's happening right now, is a great breakdown, right? We have to stop having the goals we had. We have to stop being attached to the people or the things we thought we needed, whether it was physical or approval. And we have to, like you said, stand in our own truth and listen to our own inner authority.
Yes, this is our taking our godhood back, right? True magic, right? Your divine beingness, your sovereignty. You know, I know my children are very sensitive too. We have not had anyone here like a Kundalini type of awakening, because sometimes also that could be very frightening for people. Oh. What happens in that to be able to function. So when I do work on people, we don't go that path, so they don't have to go through that, you know. And I'm called healer to the healers and healer to all, right? Because healers sometimes need help too, right? Oh, yeah. So I think it would be fantastic. And if only, you know, people can find things like this, right? Because then I come in and I help that energetic field, right? So it's not like this, right? It comes more, right? Because this is quantum work. This is very powerful work, right? But you're able to function, right? Not just be overwhelmed with what's going on, you know? The reins, grab those reins, right? I call it the helm of a ship, right? The ship, you ever see the captain when it's going, right? The steering wheel is spinning like crazy. So I'm helping you to grab that steering wheel, right? And be the captain of your ship, right? Rather than it happening to you and throwing you all about, right? In the energy field, help you, right? Get that good platform, right? So you get through like a good captain, hold that ship and go forward, you know? Because yes, that's why it's important to have more people talking about what's truly happening than distract them with the old stuff. Oh, you know, the Council 9, Masters Galactus, blah, 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 messages, really? Have they been telling us what's been lurking under the carpet, or the wool's been pulled over your eyes, life upon life, and who's feeding and eating off of you in their agenda? No, they do not. In the tons of messages and stuff I've seen, how many years, right? They're doing all what they're doing, everybody. And I'm like, they're not delivering. Wake up, really. Right? Another sedation, I say, another delusion, you know, that is happening. People out there, like you said, they're waking up and they're going to fall into that. That's going to be another capturing for them, rather than a true empower them and help them with this energy that is going on, you know. And these beautiful ones, they've come in, right, to a platform that wasn't ready to hold them. You know what I mean? That's why they're like, I don't want to work. I'm too sensitive. You know, I'm not competitive, right? Because they're ready for the platform that was supposed to support them. But because of the lag of everybody else being distracted and doing what they're doing and the other one's agenda, there was not a place that they have come in to fit, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Now we have all this going on with the energy, right? Right? So we're going to do later, maybe when we speak light language, doing some of that to help them not be so overwhelmed with that, so they can have that strong footing than to be totally knocked off into that ocean and swept away, what I say, in waterfall and rapids, right? We don't want mm-hmm. them to fall down in the waterfall and rapids, because then fear comes out. And what is fear feeding? Fear is feeding the other's agenda, right? Like what's happening now, feeding the other's agenda, maintaining them, making them strong. We don't want to do that. So we'll definitely shoot out some light language for them later.
Yeah. And that's, I think it's such a gift. I believe in accepting everything, whatever's there, because that's when we can move into power to change, to shift, to accept, to receive, to release, to receive. And the fear that has been stirred up is coming out of the planet. It's coming out of the plants. It's coming out of the buildings. It's coming out of the people. And it's a good thing. It's a cleansing that's happening, right? We have to let go of that. And yet, because the fear is still being fed, like you're talking about, we're talking about systems like schools and governments and news, constant 24-hour news. Who needs this crap? It's all made up. It's none of it's true. Nobody knows what's real. And then the polarity that happens. And so if you are needing to be free of all of the old paradigms of how you're thinking, and yet that instills fear, and fear makes people easily controllable. Right? People find, they find their place. You're wrong. I'm right. I'm never doing that. You're going to do this. And so what we want to do is look at fear as a doorway, right? And to say, oh, okay, look what's coming up. Wow. That's, oh, I remember that one or this one. And then let it go and use these tools so that you can actually connect to your own inner truth, your own higher purpose, like you're saying. So what are some of the things that people can do or can think, or what do you suggest? Because the fear just, I know people even that cleanse it, and I've had waves of it starting in January. I was having waves of fear that were bigger than my own fear. And so I would spend days just feeling it and feeling and listening to it and watching it and transforming it. And so this is like a great gift at the moment, but it's not falling into the fear. And then, like you said, going out into the same old and something comfortable in your comfort zone, the death zone. So talk about that a little bit, about that, the fear that's coming up and the opportunity that it is.
Yes, that's exactly it. Fear for me is an opportunity, because my work has for years has been calling to tell them they need to step into fearlessness, right? So yes, the fear is going to come up to exactly like you said, to get rid of it, right? People are in trauma, right? How many lives they died in black plagues and all other things, right? So all that stuff is coming up, right? The planet itself, right? How much energy that is revisiting again. That's what I'm talking. Revisited. Here we go again. Another loop in the same old, you know? So to go through the fear to the doorway that fear is, right? If you use it as that doorway to open, to step over that threshold to fearlessness, right? Because look what all that we've been through. If you really know the abomination and all that is happening, what are you fearing, right? You died and came back how many lives, right? But stuck in that same old, right? So really, let's take control of the situation, right? And be fearless so we can actually have some change, you know? So it's education, re-educating. Do you know, I told someone out there once, a spiritual person, right? You know, to help them, we assist them to be re-educated. They go, oh, they don't need to be re-educated. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, they do, because they don't know what they've been part of. Like you're saying, all these systems that have been built up, which is part of this, the biggest system to hold them. They have been dumbed down and lied to in a world created they think is real from generations, you know, eons of time back, right? That they're still supporting, right? So we got to step fearlessly over that fear, right? To begin to change things and be re-educated of what is really real, not with the picture they painted for us and were placed upon thinking for lifetimes it was real. That's why it's not that easy to get out of it, and why ones who do work, to true work, to assist them and release them is such a beautiful thing for them to partake of, right? Mm-hmm. To get that out. My daughter always says the word to me, the little one, cognitive dissonance, mom, right? Exactly, right? That's the issue and the problem. They will go down to their death in their belief system, right? Yes. Even when you're telling them the truth, right? So this is why it's very important for those that could truly wake up, right, and grab the helm of that ship, and we unite and we help bring in those higher timelines for those ones who just can't wake up because they've been stuck for so long. So we could help bring them along, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to do it. The spiritual community, right, who is still lost in whatever, isn't going to do it, right? But those ones who do get it, that are true spiritual, true of heart, truer expanded awareness and understanding what is going on, to help those others and to bring in and support that higher timeline that we want, you know, so that beautiful future and ourselves, right, in our new future beingness. That's why it's resurrection, because we're not going to be what we were before, right? We're not just going back to the beautiful unification we are, but we're expanding now from knowing what happens when creation falls asleep to itself. So no more experiments. We've done it already. We've written it in the book of life. We're sealing that up. Anybody in creation from now on wants to know that story, they can read the book that we so beautifully wrote, right? Yeah. One of my messages say, all of you that were able to wake up in the midst of this, truly wake up and be it in their beingness, not love, unity, oneness being sold, right? Concepts, right? But truly be it. You are the ones that go down in the book of life as the golden ones, the shiny, triumphant golden ones to your predecessors, which are yourselves, right? Because you have been able to do this, right? Close that book, even despite all that wants to keep it open, right? So that's a beautiful message, right? And what is golden? Golden is wheat. Wheat is what? Nourishment. We are the nourishment for creation itself. You understand? As creation is going to be moved out of the stagnation to go forth on its journey of knowing and witnessing and experiencing and expressing itself, right? But now from a place of recall and remembrance. So that's how important this is, right? Yes, us, our world, but look how important this is on a bigger picture that you are
so much bigger.
Yeah. And you can step into, right?
Yeah. And so talk a little bit, we were talking beforehand about lessons, about this whole idea that we've had a long time of course, I think it comes from the religions, you know, which are all about control, and the governments is like, well, you have to learn your lesson, and that mother or father that's disapproving of you, and you have to be good enough to deserve love and all the rest of this. And it's very common for people to feel like, oh, well, that's a lesson, or the one I love is I'm working on that. And I say, why don't we stop working on it? And just say it's over and we've graduated and go to the next thing.
Right? I love that you say this. I love meeting you when you're saying that, because I have been trying to speak on, unfortunately, so many deaf ears because it's a habit, right? Even my work said it's so hard to get them out of their ingrained habits, the path they walk, the words they're familiar with, right? Yes. To change that, shatter that, right? To understand exactly. And not only in the systems on earth, because when they pass over, right, supposedly enter into death in spirit, what have people for years been writing books about that come back, right, have a near death? They go, oh, I met the councils and they told me I didn't do well and I have to go back to my lessons. Do you know, when I was Audrey, before Audrey Light Language, I would love books and I would read so many books. And when I read that line once about someone sitting with a cloak and a council, and I was like, oh, no, right? They zap their minds when they get there, right? Oh, everything is wonderful, right? And they tell me you're going to do your lessons again. And I was like, no one's going to zap at me, because I'm going to say, you who's telling people go learn their lessons, you need to go back in embodiment and learn some lessons, right? Because this is a ridiculous setup that no one ever gets out of, right? But people just so like the little sheeple, unfortunately, or zombies, whatever. Oh, yes, because they're beautiful people, right? They're integritous beings. So they think, okay, this is what I'm
being a good person. Yeah, I'm doing the right thing.
Exactly.
I'm being responsible. I have a job. I'm not being happy. I'm not following my path. I'm doing what my mom wanted. I'm going to impress and please my dad. I'm going to achieve this. And it's nothing. I mean, like you said, once you die, when something profound happens to you, where the priorities change, you know, in that moment, none of that shit matters anymore. Oh, I was the president of the company. Oh, I had 20,000 women. Oh, I had a big house. I'm not against you having any of it, but it's not the purpose of being here. And it's become the purpose of being here.
Exactly. Right. And that's when I say to people, you need to do the work on your soul beingness. Yes. Yes. In physical, the work will ripple automatically because all is energy, but you're focusing on your true essence, right? Where your true treasure lies. Because when you're out of embodiment, where are you going to go? Have so much time. You got to do your lessons again. You'd be sucked back into that energy and loop, which, by the way, is a system that is eventually going to be closed down because it doesn't give anything to creation any longer. There's no purpose but putting a contradiction, stagnation into life, right? Which that's not what life is about. And so that's why, right, the divine plan and everything is moving, right? Because that has nothing to give creation any longer, right? It has witnessed it over and over again, right?
Yes.
So that's why it is very, very important when people can have this opportunity to expand their understanding and consciousness and take part, because then you're out of this body in a moment. Where are you going to be? Shut back in the same thing, you know, over and over and over. And again, it is not going to be like it was. How many aspects in lifetime in the same old? No, it's not going to be there. It's going to be gone at some point, you know? Mm-hmm. So do what you need to do in your eternal beingness to maintain your gift of your eternal beingness. So you're not a dream character that just in the dream of creation is gone and disappears, you know? We understand and know we're dreaming lucidly within a dream, right? No, I'm sorry. This is a dream, right? An illusion. We need to dream lucidly within the dream, which means take power within the dream and create within the dream. And Source has told me so we can go together and dream a new dream, right? Dance to a new note frequency, right? And that is what we're doing. And that's huge, right? Not just, right, my money, my this, my that, and the human, so to say, things we're used to. Let's expand our understanding, because this world is not what it was supposed to be, right? What happened with the hijacking, who think they own you, right?
Yes,
and this world, that was not supposed to be. It was a side effect of the experiment, those in forgetting, that wrought this here, and not only here, but throughout the body of creation, right? What about the AI that traverses creation, right? Where the divine human has lost itself within the AI transhuman expression of the old future point that didn't play out well, and why we've come back here, right? To have the divine human have that new future point, rendering the old future as old, where the divine human still is, right? So we need to manifest ourselves there to maintain ourselves in that. That's how important this is. Creation has lost something of itself with the AI transhuman that we are witnessing, how the past happened right now, that played out, that timeline. Yep. So this is how important this is for the divine human. This is the opportunity for the divine human, right? Why we need to unite and pull in our timeline that we want. So creation still expresses through its beautiful, right, work of art, highest expression of divinity that a human is when it's not been interfered with or DNA affected, right? Mm-hmm. So we're doing that even. How huge is that, right? To make sure that the divine's embodiment maintains its divine humanness and didn't lose itself as it had something within itself in the other expressions down the other timelines that didn't play out well. This is huge, people, right? Yeah. It's very multi-layered, right? But they can begin somewhere with this, right? Which is tending to their treasure, their true treasure of themselves, right? That may not know and realize they have, right? Their eternal life, their Godhood embodiment they have. So wake up really and tend to yourself rather than just, what did this one, that one, the other one say, right? Because do you see their messages coming in and say, get it together? So you're not going down, right? A path that is going to be closed out eventually, right? So you get yourself in resonance, you know? And please, people, stop with just the 5D, because it's not just 5D. I say, well, you went from 3 crayons to 5 crayons and you're so excited. What are you doing? You're going to have the whole crayon box, right? All the markers, all the D's are yours, right? Which is just the consciousness level of expression. When you stand in your Godhood, right? Why are you living into 5 and think you arrived? No. Now people are starting to talk and I'm like, thank goodness, 11, 12, they're all of them beyond even that of when you stand in your Godhood, what will be available if you're in the energy resonance with it to be open for you, right? So here we go. We expanded your consciousness on just that awareness as well, even now, hopefully, you know?
Yeah. So it's really key, right? This is a key moment. Of course, it's been prophesized. Everybody is shut in and thinking, you know, mother sent you home to think about what you did, right, to your room. And yet we're seeing too many people stuck in thinking, well, will I have a business? Will I have a job? You know, how will I get sick? These are base concerns. And when you say, no, this time is so important, because we are being given, we already have the tools to rewrite what's going to be the new earth. But we don't all go there, right? Because the people who are, you know, in control of certain institutions and countries that obviously don't give a shit about anybody but themselves and are not doing things that are for the greater good and don't even know what to say, this is not the place to look. Because like you said, it's the same system, it's the same pattern, but you have within you an opportunity and a key. You have those codes, you have a way of doing it. You don't have to even know how right now, but if you make that choice, okay, I'm gonna take the fear and use it as a doorway. I'm gonna take these crazy thoughts and I'm gonna walk through them and I'm going to make an inner decision, because your decision is your magic wand. I may not know how to do it. That's the perfect place to be, right? I don't know how, because then you're an open mind and you have that ability to bring something new. But I do make a difference in creating the reality that is about to be formed, that is forming, but it isn't, which is why the uncertainty. We want all this certainty. I have to have a 30-year goal and all this shit we've been taught. Now we have complete platform in front of us. We're on the threshold, right? And if you don't decide, if you don't share this with other people and say, just decide for yourself, I'm going to think different, I'm going to do it different, I'm going to change my priorities, and I'm going to seek out the people that I resonate with Audrey or whoever you love, that can help me to think new. Because going back into the same life once you're freed from your home is not going to work. In fact, it's going to cause even more chaos, I think, in some other ways, because your spirit is not, can no longer live in that repressed state. And I believe that's why a lot of people are leaving the planet right now, is they don't feel compassion, they don't feel hope, they don't feel love, they don't see a way out of this system that's all about me, 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 and not we in the time of unity. So
exactly. And we have to say no more. You know, even that is huge, right? No more. So you don't agree by not saying anything. If you don't say anything, you don't have awareness. You're agreeing, right?
You are.
By not having awareness, not knowing, right? You're just going along. Well, you're supporting that. You're going to be pushed in the pile of supporting that because you're not saying no more and having awareness, right? Which puts you in a different position. I love how you said they're not all going. And that's true. People get upset when I talk about that with them, but I'm so glad you're stating the truth. How can you bring them, right?
Someone recently said, they're not in the vibration. You can't match the vibration.
Someone recently said, oh, I was looking at the dark. It's so dense. It's so dense. But you know what? My heart went out to it because it was just crying for the light. And I'm like, what trickery? How many lifetimes have we been doing the same thing with the bus held in the station for it to actually get itself together and step into remembrance of itself? But that is a bottomless pit, right? It cannot be healed unless it's brought back to creation to be healed, because we have tried over and over again. It has become too lost within its own self. Parasitic only knows live off everything else, right? Because it's so in forgetting and a deep sleep. Right. So if we have compassion, we don't want to keep the bus, the train, so to say, revving in the station like we did for so long. And all of us that want to go do something else are still waiting for them to get together. And you're feeding in a bottomless pit, a void that will never be filled, yet it's crying for the light. Well, how about we be truly compassionate and put it out of its misery and let it be absorbed back to the all it is and pull the plug hole on that story, because it has no longer a service for that to happen because of the stagnation over and over. Right. Mm-hmm. So exactly like you're saying, the time of the great divide, my work says, right? Get yourself in order. No more fence sitting, right? By non-decision, you're going to make a decision, right? You want to be in the higher energy, right? Which is the forward motion of love, right? Which is true creation, right? Not like devolution, right? Parasitic, vampiric, non-self-sustaining systems, right? Replicate, duplicate system. And it's going to be closed out. You don't want to go that way. You want to go the other way, right? True mm-hmm. creation, self-sustaining systems, right? And the magic wand you speak about, we are magic. We are real magic, right? They've been using dark magic, right? And let everyone not know their magic. So now it's time for you to wake up, and the energy and all that is the magic. And it will come to us more and more and more as we have this adventure of bringing that timeline to ourselves, right? Where that occurs in for us and such. Yeah. So it is important, like you're saying, you know, even the simplest thing of just saying no more and go to people who will truly help them, not go to people who are having you bow under other beings, right? That yes. still service the old way to bow to these beings. I can't wait, channel. Tell me what the angels, masters, galactic councils, and all the rest of them say, right? What are you doing? You're not standing in your godhood. No, when you stand in your godhood, you have direct connection to source. They are who? Who are they? They are source wearing the masks, playing in all those personas of those beingnesses, right? That we played with before, that source in forgetting set them up to play those parts, right? While source, us embodied, who are forgetting ourselves, needed ones to hold remembrance, right? Or to guide them, to help. Source playing through all those personas. We don't need the crutches and the training wheels and all the personas anymore, intermediaries that we had to go to. Yes. Now they will move out of the way because it's source wearing those masks. And we say, oh, I see you now. I know you're source. I'm source. And have that direct connection again, right? They are empowerment again, right? Which the other ones with their agenda have wanted to cut, bury, hold down, not realization of what is real for you, right? So now it's time to step into what's real, R-E-A-L.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen this system across the board, right? We see religions that say you have to believe these things, you have to do these things or else, and you have to pay me or whatever, or you'll go to hell or whatever. And you see the same thing even in highly spiritual kind of things. And it's not that somebody who maybe channels angels is evil, right? Or that information that comforted you isn't helpful. It's that paradigm of you putting somebody between you and your interconnection is dying, is over. And so everything that you're talking about is like, let's choose something new. It's like, it doesn't mean that you can't talk to your healer or have your channel help you, but it means that now take that connection and go deeper yourself and see
what is the message, because the channel may still be working in the old way. Yes. Right? Like people will throng in. Like if I give you a message and I say, well, Michael said this, so Metatron, everyone's going to come. If I say the Pleiades, everyone's going to come. And what are they doing? Right? Did they really free you from this that has been happening over and over again? No. So you have to look where you want to go be fed from that's truly going to free you. Right? So you stand in your godhood. They're beautiful beings. Don't get me wrong. But now we're at a different place, right? That they cannot service you here to go where you need to go to stand in your godhood and bring that path. Right? Because don't they say you are the one who you've been waiting for?
Yes.
Right. Exactly. And why everyone's watching, because this is not only Gaia in here, this is to go out to all of creation, right? Because I say, what are you going to do? Clean up a neighborhood in a park, right? Only Gaia humanity. Meanwhile, what's happening in the rest of the neighborhood in the park is going to come back and do the same thing again. So this is for all of creation, right? Like the other worlds that were blown up, Lyra blown up, right? Soul leaders eating the people in the other parts of creation. So this is for the totality of the body of creation. So this doesn't loop. Some people say, oh, in 26,000 or 29,000 years, oh, it's going to be peace for all those many years, right? And I think, well, what's going to happen after that? They think they're going to do another loop the same? Oh no, they are not, right? Because those people that don't have awareness, they're leaving the opportunity for that to happen and occur again. That's why we must know what has happened, so that opportunity for that loop, we cut it. It can never happen yet again. One of my works say, what did they have? They had religion originally. What did they do with religion? Fear, big business, manipulation, distraction, right? So, oh, they got too smart for religion. Money. So what did they make? Then they made spirituality. What did they do with spirituality? Fear, big business, manipulation, distraction. Neither one of those are supposed to be for that. It's supposed to be to truly educate, truly nourish, truly support, right? And that's what we're talking about, providing something that truly educates, truly nourishes, truly supports, you know,
yeah.
One. And we want to help the others to wake up of their filters. I shatter filters, people say. You blow people's mind. I said, good. They need their mind to be blown because they need to get out of the labyrinth of their mind, right? Yeah. Or that same old belief.
Do you see that too? That thing that's on people's right here?
Yes. And
like
that's
like a fan.
Exactly. Yeah. I call it a filter. And I used to say, oh, I come in and clean the filter. And I'm like, oh, no. Anybody who's a mommy knows the kids make it all dirty again, right? Well, I'm not just cleaning the filter. I'm shattering it and taking it off, right? Because they don't need that anymore, which is limitation. When I do my work, definitely this is going bye-bye, right? Because again, only seeing things through my nine, my counsel, my masters, my this one, my that one, you understand? It's not going to free you. Right? To stand in your own godhood, right? Cut the puppet strings, right? So any being must support you now. This is now about you standing in your own godhood with direct connection, right? That's what's important. That's how we function in the new. And as we were saying, you cannot bring everyone there because then you're going to infect it and do the same thing again. It could only be those who are integrous and true. I like to tell a story about the children, so to say, of the new future point, right? That civilization, right? That is. They're, let's say, in a class or gathered and people are reading from the Book of Life to them. And the Book of Life is what? About this story of what we did and forgetting and sleep, right? So when those children hear that story, they're like, they all go unified in the end, right? Like this. They're like, they didn't remember who they were. They didn't know who they are, who they were, right? Because in that beingness, everyone loves and honors, respects and knows the truth of their beingness, right? So isn't that beautiful that we are here having that to be made into fruition and maintained, even though all time is all time, you still need to keep that manifested in yourself as that. So isn't that a beautiful way to be? Rather than I want to have another queen, I want to have another whomever that I think is a high beings, but yet they're only functioning in that way. And I listen to every bated breath and word they say. What are you talking about, right? We want this, right? The new, not a replicate.
Yeah, and that giving away of your power, right? The giving it away to your parents, to the government, to a job, to money, to fear, to religion, to whatever it is. Doesn't matter.
To old beliefs, to old paradigms, exactly. To the old, that didn't really keep you going anywhere, but in loops of the same. How do you think you're going to get to the new if you're going to bring your old beliefs and paradigms? They were beautiful. Don't get me wrong. They had a purpose. They had a time. Yeah, it was a nice foundation. But anybody who's building a foundation, do they just spin in the foundation, right? Who's going to build something, has a nice firm foundation. Do they just stay in the foundation? No. You go forth and you build. And this is what we're doing, right? Building something new, right? It's like the original, but it's renewed to the new, even a newer version of our being unified, right? Not separated, fractalized all over the place. This is a unification with a wider expanse and understanding of ourselves from having walked through this. And what beautiful thing will we create now from that, right? Like, tell people, you got a ticket to ride in the forgetting and the sleep. So you know yourself fuller, and creation knows itself fuller through you for having known what it is not. You're not supposed to have been stuck on the ride forever and never being able to get off, right? But those ones that run the ride want to keep you going for their purposes, right? Their money, their agendas, their energy that you give them. So it's time to get off that merry-go-round going over and over. You're always trying to reach for that golden ring, right? The golden ring is we want to get off that merry-go-round and have our golden beingness that we are, right? And going forth and have a new experience.
Yeah. And I want to just clarify for anybody who gets a little freaked out that we're saying some people are coming with and some people are leaving the planet because they want to. When you understand that you are eternal, that you've had many lives, that you can create the next reality, death isn't just like, you know, go, you know, Sunday I went to the park and then I came back. It's just a phase, and people do have a choice. And when we say some people are going to the new future or not, they're going to a different future. But it may not be the one you want. And this is the time to stop feeling like you have to save everybody or be obligated to bring everybody with you. It doesn't mean you hate anybody. It doesn't mean you're being a bad person. It doesn't mean that you may even have family members. I mean, my own children, they were raised with this and they're 22. And so some days they're all like, oh yeah, I'm all into this. And some days they're like, Mom, you're weird. And I can't go to them and say, you need to do this and you better do that. They have to have their own choices, and I can't be stressed out. Oh, what if they don't, you know, create the new future for them? I have to respect them as a sentient being that's on their path. And when you do that, then you receive so much of your energy back, right? You get back all this energy that you're trying to carry and bring everybody. And what about them? And I have to save them and fix the dark. You don't.
I love that you're saying that, because I have children too, right? So they, what I like to think is the DNA of ours that we have given them, like a foot up, right, to help them, you know, upon their own journey that they're on. Exactly. You know, one of my daughters, she totally gets this, but she does it more in her way, you know, more of like a ritual, more of a, let's say, something that is more time known, you know, with nature and things like that, that she loves to do her way, right? Meanwhile, Mom's going to come in, blah, 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 right? Do that. She understands, she gets it. But it's like, Mom, I want my own way of knowing, my own exploration of what opens up for me in the way that it opens up for me. And I would say the colors she wants to paint, right? Because I channel these beings, I call the beings of light. I don't think we spoke about them. That's not their name. It's just a name for, in human reference, to refer to them. But their energy signature stamp is their name. Now, they are also source, right? They know their source in expressing through their unique way, as all of us are. And they come in and speak to people, and they'll tell people in a session, you know, you are the master and the masterpieces, one and the same. Grab the paintbrushes, right? Does a great master, he or she, wait for someone else to come and tell them what to put on that canvas, right? Or tapestry? No, they do it. Otherwise it's influenced by someone else, right? So that's it, right? Like, our children want to hold their own paintbrushes of what they're creating, right? On their canvas, their tapestry of their life, their journey, you know? And so we can hope through the DNA and the wider understanding they know, right? Some of their within them, even though they're playing whatever type of story or game or thing they're in, and we have to respect them in that, you know, their hearts are beautiful hearts, right? So their hearts are beautiful hearts. So they have that to be in resonance, you know what I mean? With the place that we want them to go. But again, it's their journey. We can't like lasso them and bring them, right? Because it's their own decisions, because they're a soul that's been on a journey way before the beautiful gift of coming through us that we get to experience that.
Yes, and their parents,
you know,
respecting that in everybody, because we're all one, we're all source, we're all came from this energy. It's time for us to remember that. That means that there aren't these poor person, then this poor person you have to rescue. In fact, that paradigm feeds into what we've been talking about breaking. There is no hierarchy. There isn't you supposed to be. Now, if you have a baby, you got to feed it and take care of it in the physical form. Yes, right? But we're talking about that sense of oh, I have this big heart. I have people who have come on my retreat who are like, oh, I have this huge heart. But they're just full of resentment and anger. And so this big heart is just like, why aren't you good enough? And why am I not good enough? And they're taking their big heart and puking all over everybody, this very venomous anger and resentment. And it's like, guess what? Instead of trying to be the responsible person you were told you were supposed to be, to go out and fix everybody and be everything for everybody, how about you just go inside and you fix your own heart, right? You bring some love into that space, because you might not be helping anyone by trying to be obligated to help other people. You can only help any of us and yourself by doing this personal inner work and finding your own connection.
Yes, each of them their own. But then when they're on that journey, if you find someone like myself or whomever, they get fast tracked, right?
Yes, yes.
Because there's not like the lag, a long time. Everything is moving so quickly. So someone like myself that does quantum and quick, like I said, before people may be hypnotized and go through so many, you know, sessions of that, one or two or three lives. And then they see the story. And there's also an addiction that can happen to that, right? Because, oh, they're all thrilled, a distraction, you understand? I'm going to do it again and see who I was and feel. My work is like, you've been there, done that. What are you going to go feel that for, right? Why are you going to, we keep that possibility of getting like distracted in that out of the way. Because when someone has a session, it's like thousands, thousands, boom, boom, boom of lives, right? You don't need to hear the story, whatever. We're just moving the energy, right? Stay out of the story and of that and doing so many at one time that the other way was beautiful at the time when it was there, right? But now you could have quantum, right? This type of work done to you to give you a hand up of the journey you're already in yourself, right? Because no, like magic wand, boom, it's done in a moment. No, I tell people you vested, right? Life upon life, energetically, action, reaction, generational things, all of that in this. You can't have one magic wand. Someone else is coming outside of you and release it all. Yes, I could help you and fast track it, but you're still the one there with the energy work done to you. What walk are you walking? Someone asked me on a show last night, like once it's done, is it permanent? I said it would be, except if a person no longer is making action or reaction that stays at integritas, right? With that level that they were placed at. So they themselves would make themselves slip, right? Yes, because you have to stay in integrity of holding that energy, right? If your action reactions are old or not of the highest intent, right? Energy expression, then yes, you could tangle yourself in again, you know?
Yep.
Oh, so it also takes breaking those old habits and beliefs and paradigms. Yeah. What is more loving than each one tended to themselves? And when you get to that point to assist another, if they want the hand up or work like this, this is separate where I'm embodied to quick you, right? Quicken you, help quicken you, right? Quantum. Open things for you that maybe at that point where you are, you can't access yet. So I'm going to say, here, take this treasure, right? Treasure for you. Use it, right? To help you. And see how you were talking about everyone can't come on a certain time frame of a future point. As I said to you, I don't know whether it was on the recording or when we were speaking about people that I see out there leading people yet down to say, oh, the nine or the councils, they say to me, oh, or the Pleiadians, whoever it may be. Oh, AI is good. We're going to join with transhuman AI. It's going to be wonderful, right? Because there's good AI, there's bad AI. Yet they say them to them, they're God. And I'm thinking, they don't understand. And all the people are there, yay, thank you, right? Can't wait to hear the next word. I'm like, they don't understand the trickery that's in that, right? When you stand in your godhood, you have true magic available for you. What the heck do you need AI for? What do you need to be a transhuman for? But you see, those are the people who are coming at the end. Yay, ooh, so excited, right? Can't wait to hear the next thing. And I'm like, they're the ones that are going to go down, right? Because we're watching the past, how it happened now from here. They're the ones that are going to go down that point yet, right? Because they don't get it. They don't listen to this opportunity to jump that timeline that didn't play out well, to go in resonance with the other one, following this person or beings that they think are telling them things that is the path to go. You know, they're missing, wake up really, right? This opportunity that is there for you to get to a better future point than the one that you've already played out in yet that were already, that was, didn't play out well. So see how important these times are, people, to truly be awake. And people say sometimes they want their third eye open and they want to see, but in my work, it says, look, your third eye and these eyes are open to distraction, manipulation, right? And deception. So rather than want to see with these eyes or this eye, the best eyes to see with are the eyes of the heart, which are no eyes at all, but the best eyes to see with, because there's no deception, manipulation, distraction that can be done with these eyes, right? And it's not a seeing, but it's like in resonance with yourself. And you know if something is in resonance, do I like it, do I not? Does it feel good or not, right? That is the seeing, right? Beyond eyes that are open to manipulation, distraction, and distortion, right? So people, like you were saying, the heart, so important, right? These eyes, resonance, how does things feel for you, right? That allows you to see better than anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do some stuff. Let's do some groovy things. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to speak the light language. When I do this portion of the light language, if it's high-pitched, I say it's fairy realm, right? So elementals, so they could touch the heart and the inner child's, right? Or help some releasing of things. Also, all these beings who name, I say, for me, at this point where I am in my journey, it's an expression of source, right? With that name that we give it, that source expressing as a fairy, as an ancient, as whoever, a name to the energy signature, right? That is coming to work upon them, right? Also, Native Americans are going to come through, which bring in then the ancient ones, against source expressing in those ways. They're going to come in for some generational ancestral releasing. Clicking sounds. When I do clicking sounds, that's me working on your galactic, cosmic, multidimensional aspects of you. Kash, Akash, Akash. If I say that, I rewrite the Akash, perhaps a bit, if that comes in for someone. Of course, the session is more deeply, right, to get into that. Not read, rewrite in concordance with the new library and the new paths of potentiality. Also, numbers, number language I do. If I bring through numbers, it's going to be very quick. So, but in a session, when they're writing, it's nice and slow. So don't get startled. Some people say, how do you think I'm going to write those numbers? You're saying so quick. No, that's only when I'm working with the energy with the numbers. When we write them, it's nice and slow, right? So if codes come through, beautiful. Your audience can receive that. So that's what we're going to do. Some of that, okay? So here we go. Verutune vesinane, verutune vinane, verutune vesinane, verutune vinane, vesurane canuvere, vesunane canane, verusane vesinane, verusane vinane. Imikasha, kakua, kua, 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 kua. This is like sign language for energy moving as well. Imikasha, imikasha, iskt aptgushkt ekikium. Ekikium, akasha, esut ushkt aptgushkt ekikium. Behusore vesunane, venuzone vinane, venuzone vesunane, venuzone vinane. Elle pelon, c'est tu uve ou seul, tu es chérie. Avau asua tutua. Very. So I'm releasing from your heart the fairies for that inner child. Emikasha kukua. So hahua mahia. Berutune vesinane, berutune visane, menuzane vesinane, verzone iane. Emehua, emehua, mekasha, kakua, uawa. Esson, ancient ones. Hoi hua, Native Americans bring in the ancient ones who do some generational ancestral lineages releasing, and then you also assist your lineages, both directions when you have this. And remember, I work in the other aspects of you as well, not just Gaia, right? Multidimensional aspects. Here we go. Ho, yo, ho, yo, ho, yeah, hi, yo, hi, yo, hey, hey, ya, ma, hey, ya, ma, hey. Hum kasua, around the belly button, between the legs, I'm releasing. Hum, generational ancestral. Hum akasha kundua, tutuuga, tu sahondai. Hunde mekasha kahola hoya. Hum kite, hum kite. Hum kete, asahawa, esuhawa, esuhawa. Se, 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 Hey, fairies, make that a little bit lighter for all of you. Shadies, to see you. C'est caché quoi? C'est qui? C'est comme un peu que tu as, je ne sais pas si. C'est si à chez moi. Et ça, c'est ça. Beruse venoratie, berusore venane, meruture vesnane, meruture viane. Emekasha, mekasha, mekasha, eskapitush, ekikium, ekikium, kai, 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 kikima u a i umaki kakwa. Ekikua, kasha, 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 ekikapitush, ekikapitush, ekikium, akuvaso o a iate o a. Oa a I e u a u a I e wa. Oa wa swa ua. Tua wa ue ira ura ut er uman para. Ti a kasha kaku a isk aptkush ek kium. Ek kium. A arua 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 Et ça, c'est mes caches, ou aussi, tu ou les mains, ou les mains, ou les mains, et toi, c'est ça, mon chéri. Ou est-ce que c'est ça? Est-ce que c'est ça? Some numbers. This is not if you listen again and you write. This is not the type of the work to write numbers. This isn't in general just throwing the energy out. So not for them to write, because it's not their personal code, but some energy delivered in the numbers to a system. Here we go. 386 and 12, 386 and 12, 18. 21, Sumada veum, vesunana nerum, vesunana neum. Sahua osha watuawa. Asuatua uasiawa. Esumakasha kakia apatuawa. Eselon, televerra tu asia. Sia si mosha. Esa si si, esa si si. Amasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasamasam Es así, es ella. Es así, es así, es ella. There you go.
Oh, oh, wow. There's no way to describe that experience.
Can I tell you something? I go on shows and talk to people and I tell people, come get your wow, right? Because with my kids, I'm like, how can I describe this in words? They're so lacking. And how many times I have a client or work with people, they say exactly what you said, wow. And I said, people are going to think it's a selling tactic, but it's not. It's real. It's a wow. And I say, come get your wow, because words, exactly as you said, this experience with this work that I do is so beyond words, right? And exactly as you said, you can't really capture that. My work is also says, take them to the place beyond any words, because once they are there, words can do that place no justice, right? And that's like their beingness, and that's what I do. So
thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh my goodness. So I'm feeling you mentioned that you also work with the mother or some essence like that.
Perfect. Yes, I wanted to bring it in and I wanted to pour, so you're perfect on the money, knowing where we're going to go next. Okay. Now, this is the mother. which I received a message that says it is time to follow the lifeline, which is the umbilical, right? Back to the womb of the mother for transfiguration, transformation, resurrection, right? Now, this is not Mother, Father, God. This is not Mother Gaia. This is Mother, Mother, the mother of the Logos. The mother is the Mother, Father, God, the mother of all thing and beingness, right? That point, like primordial essence, right? I emanate from that point of beingness, right? So I'm bringing that mother through, right? Because in these times, especially, you know, when I first brought it through, because I do work behind the scenes, it was so slow and I go so fast, right? So I'm like, what is this coming through so slow? But you would think traveling through primordial essence of energy beingness, right? To be here now, right? At these points, right? Like 2-3 years ago when it first began. And now it's much more quick, right? Present than that slow kind of way to bring it. So it's beautiful, right? Just have some nourishment with the mother for all of you. I'm going to bring it through now. So here we go. Isha hua soa, Isha hua soa, Isamakua siwa soa, Isamakashakai wa soa kawase, Asua shawatue, Isia, Isiwatua siya kawasua, Watua, Iseashe, Hosu, Asu, Sa, Ukashawasu, Atua, Sia, So, Sia, Yuasu, Sia, Sua. There you go.
Ah, oh, very peaceful, very loving. Yeah, I want to just go float. Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much, honey. What a gift you are. What a refreshing voice and what a beautiful blessing that you've shared with us today. Wow, while we're all floating around here, tell us about your website, how people can find you, and also the special gift that you have, this the One.
Yes. First, we'll talk about the message from the One. So that message is, I delivered when I first began, right? And it's from Source, Creation, right? Whatever name you want to call it. But I call it the One, right? From Creator. Because the message, it's a little bit repetitive, right? Because Source is speaking about, right? There is one and one and one and one, but only one, right? The one beingness expressing through the many of the oneness, right? So that message was like to remind people or to trigger, let's say energetically within them, like people in India and other people, they love to listen to that. Even though it's repetitive, remember, it's energy that's being delivered in that, right? From your source, creation, to bring it through. Years ago when I first bring it through, people said, oh yeah, you studied the ones. Studies, you know, and I said, no, right? I don't even know what that is, right? Because I remember I said, was just ignited, right? Walking as a Christed one, a being of heart, bodhisattva already in my life, like naturally not knowing that, standing in my beingness, coming in, right? So was able to tap into that when being Audrey Light Language to deliver that would not, you know, being taught or spoken about that. So it's beautiful, right? Because it's coming through a truth, right? Without just writing it from source, which is delivering something that is like ancient, right? Because it's a truth, right? Of that energy. So delivered to them and to remember. So that's the gift to them that they'll be able to partake of. So I hope they're going to enjoy that because it is the words that are being said, but it's the energy, right? That's being delivered to wrap them, to nourish them, to support them, right? With that. And now my website is Audrey Light Language Channel. It's a bit longer word, right? Audrey Light Language Channel .wordpress.com, right? And there's some things on there. But also, if I could say hummingbird1211 at gmail.com is how people connect with me, you know, and to ask questions or to, you know, inquisitive about what is this? What could it benefit me? You know, if they want a session or such, you know? So that is how they connect with me through there. You know,
perfect.
And hummingbird is kind of appropriate. I loved hummingbirds always as Audrey, you know, collecting, you know, statues or pictures or whatever. And then I needed a name for an email. So I was like, well, hummingbird, I'll put, you know, and I didn't realize later on someone who works in energy said hummingbird, that's like a very powerful energetic, you know, which I didn't know the details of it. I said, I just did it because I speak so quickly, right? And I'm bringing in the energy, you know, so like a hummingbird, right? So they come, right, the hummingbird, and they're sipping from the flower, right, that nectar, to the nectar of life, right, to help support them and nourish them, right, quickly as we move through all the energy is what needs to be done and moved, right, so they can be fast-tracked and take avail of that opportunity. So
yeah, and hummingbird also, we use it in our joy, we call it a power program, like a energetic tapping into that state of joy, because they maintain that high frequency all the time.
And they can't even know that, you see? Yeah. And I was doing it so appropriate to say, you know, we're not saying levels, and I don't mean to say levels, right? But we need something, right, that came in and to be embodied, that not the same old, right, where we are, that can access certain things. People say to me, you're a bushwhacker, right? So all the work I always do behind the scene, I'm like, what's a bushwhacker, you know? And they, it's like bushwhacker, you go through a path that was not, right, opened or cleared. So you open that path, right? So I've had to do that for years behind the scenes, right? Open energy, support things, right? So then others that are there could then partake of that path that was made for them, right? So someone needs to be like, I would bring through things, energetics, right? And I'm like, they're not getting it. People would say they don't understand you yet because they're not ready for you yet, right? But now, come on, people, we're ready. You know what I mean? Yes. 10, 12, 13 years later, it's like, let's go. You know?
Oh, I know how you feel. I've been doing this for 35 years, and there was a long time I just thought, oh, I'm in the wilderness by myself. There's nobody else who speaks my language or understands any of this. And so that is the exciting thing about right now. And to have the ability to access people like Audrey, to shift, remember that symbols and colors, everything's frequency, everything's vibration. So the music, the song, singing, the words, the numbers, everything, this is the language that we know and we're remembering and we're waking up to. So make sure that you reach out. If you're watching the video, we've got all the links to find Audrey and her bonus below. If you're in the podcast, it's in the description. And of course, if you're getting an email with this, you'll have that. You can reach out to her or out to us if you have any questions or you want to get a hold of her. And I don't want to end, but we have to.
I know, and it was such a blessing to meet you and such a breath of fresh air. So thank you so much. And thank you for what you're doing. You understand?
Oh, this is true
nourishment, people. This is true education, right? To support you, right? So thank you so much for having this platform and inviting me so I can meet you and take part, right? Any other time you want me to come on and bring in some energy, yes, because also we were saying the situation that's going on out there, this work and the things that I have delivered, and you were so beautiful to allow me to do that, to come, helps raise your energy, right? For immunity, for health, for so many levels of things. So this that has been begun now, right? Because it's begun, this, right? But what you partook of, then you can come and take it even deeper and more personal for yourself. So that would be beautiful. Yes. So thank you so much for the opportunity to let them know, right, that this exists and is there for them as we shift into high gear, right? So thank you for doing this as well.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. And I'm assuming, but I'll ask you, that if you re-listen to this, every time you listen to it, those energies that the experience that you gave us will work. It's not like it was a one-time pill and you don't take it again, right? There'll be,
well, this is about my work, right? And it's funny when clients sometimes say, can you record it? And I said, well, I don't record. And the reason why I don't record is because think of a great surgeon. Does a surgeon go in and open the cut 10 million more times? No. You open it, you do what you're going to do. You seal it up and you're bombing, you're healing, right? So what they received gets it done. They can listen again, say, put the energy in their field, right? That they're hearing it, you know, what we were addressing at that moment was done, right? Like another session, another bringing light language would go somewhere else in the field, but they can listen to it to support them, right? Through all that is going on, right? So you see, it's like multi-layered. We're not going to go back into the same place that we did already because there's no need. It's so efficient. It's accomplished. It's done already. But to listen for joy, for support, right? Not do what we already did, but support your field, support you, the joy or the peace, right? You may feel to go somewhere else, right? We do something else, another point, another time with the efficiency of that one moment in the now moment accomplished, right? Mm-hmm. But again, to be, that feels so good. That feels refreshing, right? To be refreshed. Yes.
Yeah. And to share this, right? You can share it. You can play it for your kids. I mean, I was actually visualizing. I did a lot of that when my kids were growing up, when they went to bed. So you can play this for them or for anybody else and make sure that you share this with as many people as you possibly can think of that would benefit, even if they might think you're a little weird, because that's what we need to do. We need to come together as one. We need to share this.
Shackles, right? Things that held you, parasitic plague, whatever you want to, you know, whatever way you could think, old beliefs and paradigms, old habits, right? So helping that to be released from you, that's what this was. So yeah, share it with people, right? Yeah. That's why now we're like free, help, right? But then also you come and you do an exchange sometimes to make the energy balanced, right? So not just take for those that can do it and come, right? And take that experience even deeper for themselves. And when they have those numbers, they're going to read them in their life. You don't give your codes to someone else, but you think, I want my children to be well or healthy or whatever circumstance is happening that's shaking you, right? Because it's the other person you're connected to or love. So you could read it on the circumstance, not delivering it to them, but the energy, the circumstance of what's happening, right? Because we cannot take the cup from another, as we said, but for love, you can read those numbers and like assist the situation or your own healing that you do. Say, I want to be a healer that's even higher octaves, have more light and such to deliver to help other people. So you're not reading your codes to a client, right? But you're reading the codes for yourself to help you, right? Have this wellspring to be able to give to your clients who are coming and such like that, right? So that's how it is, because it's energy that you're applying. So thank you for the opportunity to share all this with them. That would be the number work.
Yes. And that's it. All of this stuff raises your vibration. When you raise your vibration, yes, it helps you heal and make different things flow easier or release old patterns, but then your field affects everyone else that you interact with. So again, you're blessing yourself and everyone else and us by doing this work. So, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to go and sit in the sun and watch the waves on the beach and enjoy that mother energy and the freedom. I do feel free and high and vibrating and moving around. And I know you do automatic writing. I call free flow writing. You know, this is a great time after you've experienced this is to take a moment to yourself and see if any of those things are coming through for you as well.
Exactly. Because this work, there was a woman who went on a show once and she said, you know, Audrey, light language ignited me. And someone on another show is the one who told me, hadn't heard that. She says, there's someone on another show that's saying you ignited them. Right. And all you do is like, blah, 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 like a few minutes. So if anyone has more gifts and abilities that turn on or light language ignites, right, that is also a possibility from this, you know. So you know, don't be surprised if any of that happens as well. That is sometimes something that happens too as part of the work, receiving the work. So it'll be there.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for being who you are, being here right now. And I'm so excited about our connection. I know we're going to be connecting some more.
Yes. And beautiful, powerful things to help nourish them and educate them. It'll be beautiful. Absolutely. Beautiful. Yeah, so they stand in their mission, their power, right? This opportunity not to be missed of this embodiment, right? So they're on that beautiful new creation, helping to support that as a pillar of light, right? To support that new. So yes, anything we can do that. Thank you. That's why I feel, thank you so much. Such a blessing to meet you and all that you've been doing as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. All right. So take this beautiful energy out into your day and send it down into Gaia. And let's just expand our hearts out, giving a big hug to everyone on the planet and out to all of the galaxies, all of the universes, all the way back to the infinite field, to source. And now let's go ahead and receive. Just relax and expand yourself to be an excellent receiver. And let any doubts that you should receive or there's fears, just let those go right now and feel that energy coming back to you from source, connecting to your own personal inner authority. With that decision, I will align with a new higher timeline. I am my own authority. Beautiful. Ah, wonderful. Thank you, everyone. In La Quecha La Kin, we are one. You are another me. I am another you. Let's make a beautiful, golden new world together. Thanks. Take care. See you next time.
Much love.